It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Okay, all right. Yep. Here we go. That's what Dak does.
Yeah, I know. Who are you kissing up to? Why you want to talk like Dak?
I don't. Do you understand how hilarious that is? That makes me laugh so hard for no good reason at all.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. I guess here we go. Except it makes everybody laugh except CeeDee Lamb. The Cowboys won. Let's be clear. They won the game. But me and Tirico and Collinsworth and everybody else watching that game, I was relatively sure for a minute there CeeDee was going to punch Dak Prescott right in the face. Just square in the noggin at one point. And it was...
Did he deserve it?
Probably not. He threw a pretty bad ball at one point, for sure. Threw a pretty bad ball at one point, but I thought CeeDee was gonna John Jones him in the grill for a second there, and I mean in the octagon style, not the reason he's other thing, you know. That other thing. Hey, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do? Happy Monday to you. I hope for at least many, if not most, of you. That your lives have returned somewhat to normal. I can say that the power clicked on at the Casa de Love sometime around 10 o'clock on Friday night, 10:15 on Friday night. Lonzo informed me earlier that the power is on at the compound once again. So we're back-ish to normal. And just in time for a little Monday Night Football contest between his and mine.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I'm disappointed in you. And you're gonna say, well, I don't have anything to do.
No, we're gonna get our asses kicked.
No, you could have. I mean, you could rep your team, dude. I
rep my team a lot, but we're gonna get our asses
kicked. Why not
kicked
today when my team's facing your team? You're not repping your team. Listen, you're a fan of your team through thick and thin,
wins
and losses. Except not today, apparently.
I got the logo tatted on my back, but like there's literally 0 seconds of my life I'm not repping the squad.
I don't want to, neither does anyone else want to hear about your tramp stamp.
It's not okay. It said you would. You would.
Prove
you
it.
You would.
Prove
you would.
It.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Oh, it's so pale.
I know, it really is. I'm not even having
his
shirt off yet.
I'm seeing, they ain't seeing what I'm seeing. So I'm
my button's stuck.
I'm seeing a belly. Oh, that's a shirt.
Shoulder?
Okay, never mind. There we go. Yeah.
All right.
So I gotta admit, the undershirt, I thought that was your skin.
Wow.
Because I was like, oh, whoa.
Wow. It's snow white. You can see the rest of me.
It's the undershirt thing's weird. So that's what threw me off. It's like, wait, is that? I mean, oh.
So what had happened was because the Casa de Love has not had power for up till Friday, over a week, 8 days, 8.5 days, no power, and because the washer / dryer combination must be run utilizing power, Rob had not done laundry for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
nor had I, but you know,
I
got stuff done.
You have 1,000 Chief shirts. 1,000. I've seen them. You have 1,000 of them.
I do have multiple.
Yeah.
quite a few of them have championship on them.
I have
point that out.
Two polos and I think two t-shirts.
You could hand wash them.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I don't care about. I don't care about anything.
Hang them out to drive.
I don't care about anything that much.
I don't know if you have one of those one things where those people go around your neighborhood and say, "Hey, you can't do that." You know, one of those things that just totally escapes me what that is.
Zipper?
No. I want to say neighborhood watch, but it's not that.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like an
HOA.
That's it.
I don't have an HOA. I'll tell you now, right now, with all due respect to those of you and especially that run an HOA, I'll never live in another HOA community again. I'll never. There is nothing more aggravating in the world than people whose only sense of power comes from an HOA, so they wield it like tyrants. Your garden fences are 6.2 inches too high. And if you don't grab those, the HOA is going to have a problem. And you know HOAs can just put a lien on your house. They can just be like, yeah, no, we don't like your garage door cover. So we're putting a lien on your house. Your house is ours if you don't paint your... No, screw you, Karen. Absolutely not. I'll never live in another HOA again.
If for some reason, and it could happen, if for some reason New Orleans were to win tonight, Watch his shirts just automatically appear tomorrow.
I got laundry back. There's literally clothes in the washing machine right now that I got to put in the dryer when I get home.
That's not going to smell good. I hope you're going to wash them again.
But I started them this morning.
I know, but still they sit there. They're going to sit there for like 4 or 5 hours.
Washing machine's got a spin cycle. It takes like most of the water.
It doesn't take 3 hours to wash clothes.
Listen, I got.
It's going to stank.
Two Saints polos and three Saints tee. What do you think I've been wearing around the house, right? Like I'm out of clothes, all right? I'm out of clothes.
You've been wearing your undershirts around the house.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Yeah, that is correct. I was out of undershirts too. I pulled this one. I still haven't unpacked from the wedding, by the way. You think I was doing anything?
Yeah, well, there was, I get it.
I had no power. I was screw that.
Yeah, just leave that where that is. Yeah.
You know what I'm not doing while the power's out? Moving. At all. I'm not going from the suitcase to the closet to the dresser to the washing machine. I'm not moving. You need me? You call me? You tell me where to go? That's got air conditioning. I'll meet you there. Outside of that, nothing happening. I went, when did Cody Rhodes start playing a quarter? Oh, that's Joe Burrow.
Cody wins. I mean, yeah, dude, Joe doesn't do that. Doesn't do that anymore. So maybe if you put his hair back, maybe he'd be all right.
Joe B straight up said, we're not a championship team. I was like, well, at least, I mean, I appreciate the stones to just say it.
You're like 1-4.
Yeah, it's not good.
Good call.
Not good. So.
They should have won that game.
They should have won that game. We're going to talk about that game because they should have won that game. They should have won that game. I'm not going to say the Bills should have won their game, but they were real dumb. They broke Scott Hansen. You know how much Scott Hansen watches 90 hours of football a week, and the Bills broke Scott Hansen with their clock management. I don't understand how McDermott still has this job. I don't know how. If I was them, I would have flown him to another city to leave him on the tarmac and flown back. What are we doing, Buffalo? So we got to talk about that. We got a lot we got to get into today. But what I am going to say, you know what? Screw all that. Text out of the gate. And I'm going to put some artistic twist on the text. Texter says, me. Can the Gamecocks stop playing off teams after big losses? What the absolute. I have real bad news for you, South Carolina.
That was ugly. It was really,
yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah.
It was not.
Yeah. I have real bad news for you. You get Bama after they lost to Vanderbilt. Oh, don't worry. That whole clip's already been pulled.
I was.
Oh yeah.
I was just like doing a show and looked over and was like, "What?
Nerds!"
Yeah, I was.
You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of nerds.
I was on the air, and you know the bottom line was going across, and it's like, wait, what? No. Is that true?
It's so true.
That's a bigger up. You said we're going. That's a big upset.
That is
might be the biggest since App State Michigan.
It is the biggest since App State Michigan. Not no might be about it. It is the biggest upset since App State, Michigan. And we are going to talk about that. But here's what we are going to talk about more than that. What we are going to talk about more than that is South Carolina is about to get the absolute dog beat out of them this Saturday.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say by Vanderbilt.
No.
Because that might actually happen too.
Honestly, right now,
Vandy is not a gimme anymore.
So here's the thing. I got South Carolina that beat Kentucky 31-6, right? A Kentucky team that took Georgia to the wire, a Kentucky team that beat Ole Miss. This is why, what we say all week last week, transitive property of football don't mean a f-ing thing. Not a thing. Means nothing. But you got slapped in the mouth by Ole Miss a week after they got upset. And remember, we talked about this a lot last week. The hell was that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
All right, I have my mic on, but I'm
not going to count that.
Yeah, because it's I don't know.
Something just rattled in here, and both Zoe and I looked like a couple of dogs that saw a squirrel out the window.
I'm going to investigate.
So, you caught Ole Miss, who got upset by Kentucky, and they were ticked off, and they came in and slapped you in the mouth. Now you got an Alabama that just got beat on the road by Vanderbilt. And they're going to be absolutely ticked off. We said last week, and we talked about it with Lulu Kessin. We talked about it with Chris Miller. We've talked about it with a lot of different folks. The unfortunate reality for South Carolina right now. The unfortunate reality for South Carolina right now is this. Teams coming off of an upset are very dangerous. Good teams coming off of an upset are remarkably dangerous. I had the number last week. I don't remember what it is. I got to go dig it. But top 25 teams the week after they are upset cover the spread the next week at like an 85% clip. You don't understand how ridiculous that is? And now you got a team that's good enough to beat Georgia. I've been telling you all year, I think Georgia's down this year. I don't think Georgia is the same Georgia team that has been dominating for the past decade. All right? They're just not as good. In fact, we're going to be talking about that later in the show because Kirby Smart done ticked off all the dog fans with some comments he made about massive crowds, the biggest crowds. He was not happy with the crowd this weekend, and he put him on notice. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. But when we talked about Georgia, and I said they're down, they're not the same team, I do want to be very clear. They're still real good. And so Alabama, who beat Georgia, and I said this on Saturday, bet for the cycle on Saturday, and I said it on Tuesday on BetMGM Tonight. Vandy was my super cover the spread guarantee lock of the week, which is good because I had a ass-tastic day on Saturday. I got hammered on Saturday. I had Clemson to cover. I had them to cover the Monday number. They didn't cover the Saturday number. If you took a Monday when I told you to before DJU got benched. But they didn't cover their Saturday spread. South Carolina, God, not even close to covering the Saturday spread. I had one good win on Saturday, and it was Vandy to cover. Because I said, look, Alabama's coming off this game against Georgia. It was super emotional. It was a full 60. It was a strenuous contest. That's the type of game that you come off of and you have a letdown week. Now, that was by no stretch of the imagination a pick of Vanderbilt to upset Alabama. I just thought Vandy can cover the spread. Clark Lee's got this team believing. Like, they believe in themselves. And that quarterback they got is a freaking blast, dude. An absolute blast to watch. So, Diego Pavia, absolute blast to watch play. So I said, you know, I think Vandy to cover this game. I didn't think to win outright. Nobody did. Who the hell would have, right? So you go from an Ole Miss team that got upset by Kentucky and was furious about it to an Alabama team that just had, Zoe, the most embarrassing loss in the history of Alabama football?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert. I'm not a history major of Alabama football.
When South Carolina beat them, I don't think it was nearly as embarrassing
not
as
at all.
Vanderbilt beating them.
Not at all. This is on the road of Vandy. By the way, on the road of Vanderbilt, literally hours after Nick Saban set into a camera and a microphone with his whole chest, there's only one place in the SEC it's not difficult to play, and that's Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt came out and won the game. What do you think Alabama's going to look like next week? And you got to go to their house. What do you think Tuscaloosa's going to be like next week when you got to go to their house? Gamecock fans, I'm never going to do this. I've never done it before, and I'm never going to do it again. Don't watch this game. It's not worth watching Saturday. It's not worth your time. It's not. You're not. Not only is there 0% chance for an upset, you're going to lose by 35. Bama's going to run it up on you. There is no mercy. There is no pulling off the accelerator. There is no taking the boot off the neck. I'm sorry. After what I saw against Ole Miss, and remember, we were talking about the upset. Here's where I was driving with that. I'm good at this. Stick with me. My whole thing was, because Lulu Kesson said it, Chris Miller said it, they said, look, you know, you got Ole Miss coming off the upset. I said, yeah, but isn't that kind of metered out a little bit by the fact that you had the extra week, right? You had the extra week, you got an extra week of game planning, you got an extra week of health, you got an extra week to tinker. South Carolina looked like they played the day before. That it was undisciplined. The game plan was crap. The play calling was... I got to tell you, I 180'd on Dow Loggins in a day, and I'm going to tell you, Zoe, and we'll talk about this a little more in the next comment. Saturday night, when I was kind of thinking about this game, rewatching some of the high or lack thereof lights of this game, Zoe, I don't think Shane Beamer's the guy. Do you understand how much that hurts me to say I like this guy? I do. I want to hang out with Shane Beamer. I'll go golfing with him. We've had him on the show, friend of the show, Shane Beamer. I like Shane Beamer a lot. If that's the best you can put on the field with an extra week to prep, if that's the best that you can give me on a Saturday with an extra week to get ready for the Fightin' Lane Kiffins, it's hard for me to believe you're the guy. I think Shane Beamer might be the best recruiter this team's ever had, and I don't know if he's got the X's and the O's. I don't know if he's got the coaching ability. One game, and because I've been saying the whole time, I believe in this guy. I like this guy. I think this guy can do it. Saturday night, as I rewatched this game, first time I ever went, I don't think he's the guy. I don't want to be that guy. I have supported and supported and supported Shano the whole time. I don't think he's the guy. I great recruiter, and that's fine. But that's what you give me? That's what you give me. Let's talk more about it when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saturday night, sat down in the Bro Cave, was watching some of the highlights or lack thereof from the South Carolina Ole Miss game. And I found myself a bit conflicted because I recognized that I was really running in circles mentally to try to justify what I watched. I realized I was running in a bunch of circles mentally trying to come up with excuses. That's what I was doing. I was coming up with, oh, well, you know, Ole Miss was top five in the country. And I said, wait a minute, Rob, you've been saying since week one that Jackson Dart ain't the guy and you don't think that Ole Miss is that good. You've been saying that, Rob Brown, to yourself, you've been saying that. Then I thought, well, you know, it's SEC ball, right? But yeah, but like competitive. The whole premise of the SEC being the SEC is that it's competitive. You just got your asses whipped.
Did you tell yourself about the fake injuries that was hurting momentum?
Listen,
or anything
you
like
lost
that?
27-3.
No, I agree. But right? When you're talking to yourself, do you throw that in there?
Oh, for
too?
Sure. Listen, okay, we're gonna cook the Rebels for this weak-ass BS they're pulling with this, too. Well, they have 11 stoppages for injuries, including one guy four times. Was it three or four times? J.J. Pegues, the fullback slash defensive tackle slash Hulk that they have back there. That dude went down like three times. The week after in the Kentucky game, they literally had a camera angle on the running. I think it was a running back. From the back, the camera angle was from behind the offensive line, and you see him standing up just fine, looking at the sideline, then falling on the ground like he got shot by a World War II-era sniper, and then as soon as the whistle blows, pops right back up, heads to the sideline. It's like, come on, Lane. Come on. Now, again, Ole Miss fans are going to justify, is it against the rules? Nope. Nope. And that's got to get fixed. And we'll come to that. There were some things I didn't love. But you got your butts whipped, and not like a little, right? And there was a lot. There was a lot to it. Number one, you had an extra week to prepare for this game, and I don't even know what the offensive game plan was. Was it get Rocket going because you didn't? Was it work Raheem or is it work Lenoris into comfort by starting with the basic throws and then working outward? Because I didn't see that. Like, what was the game plan offensively for this game? Ordinarily in the first half, working or not, I can go, okay, here's what they came in wanting to do. Here were the objectives. Here were the things they wanted to accomplish. What was it Saturday for South Carolina? What were the objectives? What was the game plan? What were we going for there? Because I got nothing. I got nothing. I can't tell you what the plan was for that. Defensively, your defensive line was okay. Like, did it stand out? Not to me, it didn't. And then, as I'm sitting there trying to figure out why, there's a moment in this game, and the moment in this game came from Dylan Stewart. You all already know where I'm going. There's a moment in this game where Dylan Stewart gets a sack, and as he rolls over the top of Jackson Dart, he comes up and he fake empties a clip out of a gun into Jackson Dart standing over him. Now, we made a joke last week, and we had some fun with it, about the fact that, you know, over in the NFL, Alan Lazard did the pew, pew, pew finger guns. And we listened to a podcast where the two dudes were like, isn't that hilarious that they do that? And the Patriots have a literal firing squad as their celebration. And the Buccaneers fire an actual cannon. But Alan Lazard's finger. I am going to say this and put the jokes aside for a minute. We can all agree that Alan Lazard going pew-pew finger guns at the first down marker is different than a defensive tackle standing over a downed quarterback, cocking and emptying an assault rifle into him, right? There's a difference there, right? Like, we all know that.
Blame those daggum video games.
You blame whatever you want. It's stupid as hell. And you know it's stupid as hell because here's the thing. That's about the fifth time that has happened in college football this year, and it's been called every time. Every time. You go back to week one, LSU. I forget the kid's name. But the defensive back for LSU, USC is going on what would turn into a game-winning drive. LSU comes up with a great play, defensive back, back of the end zone, knocks down a ball, and he comes up and he pulls up a gun and he shoots the USC wide receiver. Bow, bow, bow. 15 yards. They had a guy in the Minnesota game, USC Minnesota this weekend. So he pulled out a katana, anime dork style, and he slashed the other team. 15 yards. It's not that hard.
Wait. You can't even use swords?
Can't even use swords. Okay. What's this world coming to?
I'm so surprised people knew what that was. So, okay.
Like, you can't do that,
so
man.
So he Zorro'd him.
No, Zorro's a rapier.
True. Katana's, I mean, different. You can still do a Zorro cut with a katana.
No, you cannot.
You can. Yeah, you can.
No, because the change in direction, you have to change the whole direction of the sword.
I'm talking about a different Zorro, but that's okay.
What Zorro are you talking about?
It's from anime.
No. There is one Zorro. He is the masked man.
That's not true.
No, there's one Zorro. No. There's one Zorro.
There's Roanoa Zorro, who is the greatest swordsman of all time.
Yeah, no, so. Zorro, for sure. Black mask, black hat. Black suit, cape, had a horse. Yeah. That's Zorro, greatest swordsman of all time.
Ask someone under 20 who Zorro is, they're going to say. They're going
to
say.
Right? Well, then kids are dumb. What do you want me to say? There's one Zorro. If I say Zorro, everyone is going to go with the Z.
I wouldn't say everyone.
Everyone.
I would not say everyone.
Everyone. And if you don't do the Zorro Z, you're bad at this. All right? Now, back to South Carolina. I don't care if you do it with a katana or a rapier or a machine gun or a cannon or artillery. You can't point a fake weapon at the other team. Like this. So, when I was... Oh, and by the way, can we get to the most important part of this conversation? You were losing, what was it, 24 to nothing at that point? Like, maybe that's not the time. Maybe that's not the point. Now, am I all that upset at Dylan Stewart? Yes, that's real dumb. But let's also be clear. I absolutely pin that on coaching staffs, right? If somebody does something that is new, dumb, and exciting, you go, all right, well, who knew, right? That has been called five times and penalized five times in college football this year. 5 for 5. It is the only penalty in college football that is being called at a 100% clip this year. Every time. And so, if I got a team down 24-0, by the way, right? This isn't a 3-3 field position battle where every sack can reset the field. This is a game that you are already getting your rear ends served to you. And you have zero momentum. None. Not at all. There's no like, oh, you know, just they can just pop one big play. They're right. No. There was the hope out of the building at this point. You're cooked. And you're doing this. Now, this individual incident, whatever, dude, not the end of the world. If this happens and you're up 27-0, I'm probably like, all right, it's dumb, but whatever, right? You're whooping their ass. You're done. Who cares? Whatever. Game's over. But it was the opposite of that. You were getting smoked at that point. So the reason that this aggravates me is it speaks. And if any of you think that I'm being outrageous, over the top, going too far, phone line's open. 844-326-3663. Text line's open. 71307. Start your text with fan. If any of you think that I'm being exaggerative here, please, LMK, hit me up. Let me know. But when you're down that much and you do that. Oh, and by the way, in case you weren't watching because you tuned out at that point, Lonzo, he got that penalty. And then literally like 2 minutes later, he tackled Matt Jones for a loss and he got up and did it again. He did it again. He got 15 yards in an auto first down for the quarterback. Then like 2 minutes later, he gets a TFL on the running back. Now, he didn't point it at the Ole Miss player this time. So, okay, it's a learning experience. But he got up and he pump shot, racked and shot a shotgun three times. Here's what I'm saying. This is the most, this is the most in 3 years that I've ever looked at this team and went, it's not that this team is bad. It's that this team's got no damn discipline to it at all. None. I got missed assignments. I got guys losing their minds. I got guys out here murdering Jackson Dart. And then three plays later, doing it again, right? This team has a complete and total lack of toughness between the ears. I can't win with that. I can't win with that. It is the first time since he arrived on campus that I'm looking and going, unless I see some like serious growth out of this team. And oh, by the way, Bama's about to drop a 50 on you. This week, I'm just going to prepare you now. I've never said it before, and I hope I'll never say it again. Gamecock fans, it is not worth watching this game this weekend. Find something better to do with your time, because Bama's going to beat the dog you know what out of you. This is the first time since he showed up, I am actively and openly questioning Shane Beamer right now. I don't think he's got it. Because if you had the extra week to prepare, and you know how big that game was, and that's what rolled up on the field on Saturday, it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. Gamecock fans deserve better than what we saw on Saturday. That's not, you didn't play Georgia. You didn't play Alabama. Well, Vanderbilt beat Alabama, so maybe not the best example. You didn't play Ohio State. You didn't play Oregon. You played Ole Miss. One of the two teams I said in the top 10 were overrated. Ole Miss and Mizzou. Mizzou lost, by the way, as well. So, you know, again, nailed it. And that's what you rolled up with an extra week to prep. That's what you rolled out there. First time ever, I'm actively questioning Shane Beamer. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
If I was to say to you, girl, I couldn't get much higher. Come on.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rob Brown Show on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great Milanzo, and you. Be a part of the show. The renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, Fan, F-A-M. We'll read them on the air. Texter said, Rob, only thing I wanted from the game was a low chop on Juice Wells. I know I wasn't the only one praying for a literal violent hate crime against Juice Wells.
Come on. Come on. Come on. I mean, stop putting hits out on people. I mean, he decided to go somewhere else. Doesn't mean you need to hurt him.
You see that young man over there playing wide receiver, huh? I'm just saying, if somebody wants to maybe say a very special hello, they call him Juice. You should squeeze him. That was not good. All right.
I thought you were going to say spill the juice, but I mean, you know.
Can I tell you what I know happens today? I don't like it. Let me tell you what I know happens today. We're going to get like, let's see, one, two, we have three Gamecock techs so far, okay? One of them.
There are also some people on the stream.
Couple on the stream. We have one who said, I forgot to change my thing. Anyway, bleeping Gamecock, stop playing bleeped off teams after big losses. What the absolute blink. We have a second one that said, Bama is going to beat us senseless. It's not fair. It's not bleeping fair. And a third one that says, the only thing I wanted from the game was a low shot. Okay, that one I just read.
All right, so maybe there's a possibility that because of the lack of discipline on Alabama's team, we can just get an all-out brawl.
Remember a couple of years ago when they tried team MMA? It was like 5-on-5 MMA.
I think they're still doing that in other countries.
So yeah. Basically, if you haven't seen it, it's team MMA. It's five guys versus five guys. And once you are KO'd or submitted, you have to leave the octagon. You're out. And your team just has to keep going. So eventually, almost every one of it ends up being like a 5-on-1. No, it's not good. All right? Here's the thing. What I saw out of Alabama, with the exception of Malachi Moore throwing an absolute temper tantrum at the end of that game, what I saw out of Alabama, there was a game, I'll give you exactly what I immediately thought of. There was a game when Saban was there against Georgia Southern. And Georgia Southern ran the hell out of the ball against Alabama that year. It was like 2011, something like that. But Georgia Southern had a cat in that game that ran against Alabama for 153-ish yards. They had over 300 rushing yards against Alabama that game. Now, Alabama won that game like by 20-something, 25, 24. But Georgia Southern had like 300 rushing yards against that game. And and if I recall correctly, great one, they had over 300 rushing yards, and I think they had one catch in that game. I think they had one catch in that game. And Saban went to the podium after the game, and he used the quote, which I used to have as a bite. I don't anymore. But he went to the podium, and he said, "They ran through our ass like through a tin horn." Remember that quote? Some of y'all remember that quote. It was like all we all quoted for a minute there. That. Okay? That. What Diego Pavia and the Doors did to Alabama was effectively show them a bunch of stuff that they had never shown to anybody else, did a bunch of stuff they've never done before, did stuff that Alabama was unable to practice against and prepare for, and just throw them out of sorts. And then you add on the fact that Alabama was, I don't care what you say, it's a real impact. I asked Decker about this on Saturday, and he said, yeah, that's absolutely a real thing. When you have a game that evokes the emotion, that evokes the energy, that takes everything out of you, like Bama Georgia did last week, the effects of that linger. The effects of that stick with you for a while. When you have to leave it all on the field, and I don't love that cliche, like, okay, whatever. But when you have to leave it all on the field, like Alabama did to get by Georgia last Saturday, the next week inevitably is a tough contest. And now we can say, even if you're playing Vanderbilt, it's a tough contest, all right? Which is why I said coming into this game, I said it last week on this show, I said it Saturday on Bet for the Cycle, I said it last Tuesday on BetMGM Tonight, I said it on every show I was on last week. Vandy to cover the, what was it, 28.5 against Alabama felt like a good bet to me, because Bama's going to be freaking exhausted. Bama came in exhausted. Here's my question. Even though the inverse is also true, top 10 teams who get upset cover the spread the next week at like 80-some-odd percent, all right? They come in the next week ticked off, and they beat the hell out of whoever's in front of them to get it right. Which, by the way, good luck this weekend, South Carolina. It's not going to be good. Even with Ole Miss having that Kentucky upset, South Carolina had an entire extra week to get ready. Didn't look like it, did it? Didn't look like it. That team looked like they had 2 days to get ready. The offense was out of sync. Defensively, I got to start being ugly now. Okay,
just real quick, and I don't want to blame it on this, but maybe a lot of the players' families were affected by the hurricane, and maybe that caused them to play down a little bit. I mean, that's what? Definitely a think of our performance last week. I mean, you know.
What happened when Helene came through is tragic. What'd Clemson do down in Tallahassee? Oh, that's right. Exactly what they were supposed to.
Beat a team that hadn't won a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly what they were supposed to. Did South Carolina do what they were supposed to Saturday? Or anywhere close to it? Not what they were supposed to do. Did they even come close to it?
To some people, yes.
No. Not to me. And so here's the thing. If your expectation was we're going to get beat 27-3 by Ole Miss and not even look competitive, then you're not listening to this show right now. You don't care that much. You're just not. I said last week, I'm not saying beat the Rebels. I'm saying compete. Be competitive. Look like you deserve to be on the same field. You got smacked in the mouth over and over and over. And it wasn't just that Ole Miss slapped you in the mouth. And it wasn't just that you didn't respond to said slappage of the mouth. You looked incompetent on Saturday. Can we just call it what it is? The South Carolina Gamecocks looked incompetent. They looked lost. They looked behind the eight ball. Whatever phraseology you want to use in that spot. South Carolina had a full extra week to get ready for that game, and you looked inept on Saturday. I'm sorry. I have been a staunch supporter. Couple of years ago, we had a colleague here on this station who got into it with Shane Beamer, and I defended Shane before my colleague, which is a big no-no-no in radio. But I did, because I believe Shane Beamer's the dude.
You guys should have seen the emails.
Oh, it was bad.
And text.
It was bad, all right? It was bad. Emails and texts. You should have heard the phone calls I got, all right? And I defended Shane before my own colleague. Because I believed Shane Beamer, and I believed in Shane Beamer, all right, to my own detriment. Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, that team looked inept, it looked undisciplined, it looked lost, and it just looked like you weren't very good. And Saturday night was the first time, and I can tell you this honestly, I will look you, or at least those of you watching the stream, in the face and say this. Saturday night, I watched the highlights. I was sitting on the couch. I was talking to the wife, who is a Gamecock, and I looked her in the face, and it was the first time I've said, I don't think Shane can do this. I don't think he can do this.
Yeah, but at the same time, a couple weeks ago, after they beat Kentucky the way they did, a lot of people were pretty excited. And they should have been.
Sure.
I mean, because that's what people were waiting for.
Sure. And then what'd you do 2 weeks later with the bye week in between?
You have one really bad game and already you're ready to bail. I'm not. Now we'll see how they come out next week. This could have been very much the end of the season. It could have been.
Oh, I'm calling the shot at this. All right.
I'm not willing to give up that easy.
I hope I'm wrong. But I'm gonna tell you right now what happens. Bama's gonna beat you by 35 this weekend. It's not going to be fun.
That's what Bama was supposed to beat Vanderbilt by, right?
Correct.
And they did not.
Correct. But what did Alabama do the week before that? They were in an absolute Tyson Buster Douglas punch out fight the week before that. What was South Carolina doing last week before they got smoked by Ole Miss? Nothing. It was a bye week, all right? So now you got an Alabama team.
Yeah, but the week before that, they beat Akron.
But still,
they got out there. They played hard. They got a victory over Akron. Right. Well, still, they were supposed to do that, and they did that. They were not supposed to beat this team.
I didn't say beat. I said compete.
They were not supposed to beat this team.
I didn't say beat.
Okay.
Last week, I said on Friday going into this game, I said, I am not worried about whether or not you win this game. I'm worried about, do you compete? Do you make it a game? Or do you hang in there and do the things that show that you are closer to Ole Miss than you are to Vanderbilt? And now Vanderbilt went and beat Bama, and you guys got punched in the mouth and didn't respond. I am at the point. I want to be very clear. I desperately hope I'm wrong. But here's the thing. Good win over Kentucky. You drop 50 on Akron, like Lonzo said correctly. That's what you're supposed to do. He didn't say supposed to do. I'm being me.
I thought it that way, though.
You did what you were supposed to do against Akron. You outperformed against Kentucky. That's all well and good. Here's the fun little secret about college football. It don't mean nothing if you ain't consistent. It means nothing if you can't do it multiple weeks. It means nothing. Because I promise you, getting embarrassed on your own field by Ole Miss is more detrimental to your program than going to Lexington and beating Kentucky. That it just is what it is. Getting decimated in your own house hurts you more then going to Kentucky and winning helps you. If you can't string Kentucky, Akron, and I didn't say a win, but a freaking show up against Ole Miss together, then unless you are the type of fan who goes, I'm just here for 3 fun hours on a Saturday, which, be honest, did you have 3 fun hours on Saturday? No, you had about 3 fun minutes.
I want to meet the fan who sounds like that.
My point here is if you want this team and this program to be better than it is, what you saw Saturday tells you you're not, the trajectory's not upward right now. You'll have spikes, right? It's like looking at the stock market. Whenever I do that, like once a year when I pretend I'm going to be an adult and invest in the stock market. Whenever I do, you gotta look at two graphs, not one. You can look at the today graph, and the today graph might have a big upward slope on it. And you go, that's great. But then you go, now show me the whole month. And you look, and what you're seeing is it's a big downslope, and you're looking at one little spike in it, right? When I looked at Kentucky and that win, I thought, ooh, big trend up. And now that I'm looking at it as a whole, I'm like, I think it was a spike. I think it was a one-day anomaly. I think the market had a real good day that day, but overall it's trending down. That's how, honestly, I have been, Lonzo and I have been on this station, and I would argue in the entire upstate, the most staunch defenders of Shane Beamer. I assume Lonzo is still there. I'm not.
I'm still there.
I'm not.
I am. It's one game. If the rest of the season goes this way, that's totally different.
I hope that I am wrong. I hope that I am eating these words. I hope that I am eating the crow at the end of the year. I hope that everything I'm saying is put on blast. I hope that Shane Beamer quotes me in a press conference at the end of the year and goes, all these radio dumbasses out there like Rob Brown at the Fan Upstate, look at us now. But.
And then he says, I thought we were boys.
We are. I like him. I'll go grab a whiskey with Shane Beamer this weekend. All right? I'll drink some J-Mo with BMO this weekend.
Are you sure he drinks? I mean, I don't know.
No. I just assume.
Okay. All right.
I assume everyone does until they tell me they don't.
Okay.
But you got Alabama coming up. A ticked off Alabama who just walked to Vandy. You got Oklahoma, 18. Texas A&M, 15, who just dog walked Missouri this weekend. You got Vandy at Vandy. Uh-oh. That ain't great. Then you got Mizzou. Now. That game, I think, gives you a better idea of where you really are. But what I'll say is, it's not that you lost, because you're 3-2, and one of those losses against LSU should have been a loss. You just didn't show up in the second biggest game of the year. You didn't show up, and that's not good.
This is the first whipping this season, and you're already jumping.
It is. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
there was only one other loss. It was by 3 in a game that we both believe you should have won.
Yeah.
Now, and not like you should have won, like you should have played a little bit. I mean, I think it was taken from you. You should be 4-1. But, man, that one looks real bad. Let's see what you do, because I don't think it's getting better against Alabama. Oh, we're late. Break. Sports Flash. Now, let's go. Hey, time. My bad.
Yeah, don't point that out. Just go. The Carolina Panthers dropped their 4th out of 5 with a 36-10 loss to the Chicago Bears yesterday. Andy Dalton went 18-28 for 136 yards and a pick. Chuba Hubbard's 38-yard touchdown on the opening drive was the only touchdown on the day for Carolina. Chicago rookie quarterback Caleb Williams went 20-29 for 304 yards and 2 touchdowns, both to former Panther DJ Moore. After a chaotic weekend that saw the number 1, number 4, number 8, number 9, number 10, and number 11 seeds all get upset, the new AP Top 25 poll is out. Texas now owns 52 of 61 first place votes, followed by Ohio State. Oregon is at 3, Georgia at 4, and Miami is at 5. Tune in to Saturday at 12:30 as Furman Paladins take on the Chattanooga Mocs. It's Furman versus Chattanooga right here on your home for Paladins football. The Fan, Upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.